I thought it would make sense, since we are now reading different partios, that I would try to look for a topic that on some level connects through both Parshas Naso and Bahaloscha, and we'll speak about one that actually Rav Yeruchim, the Mir Mashkiach, points out, takes us through actually a decent amount of Sefer Bamidbar, and that is the following. Points out, the Sefer Ohel Moshe elaborates on this a bit, that one of the interesting themes which sort of takes us through a lot of Sefer Bamidbar is a relationship to taivas, to desires. In Parshas Naso, you find that most intensely with the sota, a taiva for znus, a desire to engage in appropriate sexual activity, that a woman has a certain taiva which takes place. In Parshas Bahaloscha, either this week's or next week's Parsha, depending on where you are right now, so we have a taiva for basar. The Torah tells us that we have people that were striving, had an intense taiva, an intense desire to have meat. In Parshas Korach, we find that Korach, Chazal tell us, had a desire for leadership. He was jealous, and he had a taiva not for znus or not for physical pleasure, but for leadership. Obviously, the actions of Zimri at the end of Parshas Balak, beginning of Parshas Pinchas, relate on some level to desires in the realm of znus. What's interesting is that we learn a couple of things about taivas in general by they're presented in Sefer Bamidbar, and then we'll speak about a specific incident of taiva in Parshas Bahaloscha. But a couple general points about taivas which seems to emerge from Sefer Bamidbar. The first is a general observation that the Torah seems to believe, and Chazal and their interpretation of Psukim seem to believe, that taivas require on some level a response, and that a person who has certain desires, it's important to learn how to manage and control, or at least have reminders to tame some of those desires. That's what we find in Parsha Shlach, when the Torah tells us the requirement to have tzitzis. V'lo sasur acharei levavchem v'acharei einechem. A person should not run after certain taivas. So tzitzis serve as a reminder for us, or isem oso, that we have to have reminders to make sure that we're going to remember what's important and not get too, you know, carried away with things. In Parshas Balak, so one of the praises of Bilam, matovu alecha Yaakov, and Chazal understand, and Chazal praise Bnei Yisrael for a certain tznius in the way that they acted, to again make sure that taivas were not going to be out of control. So we try to avoid certain situations, to have built-in reminders like tzitzis, and to make sure that our lives are structured in a way that we're not going to be caught up with taivas the same way that Chazal interpret that the opening of one camp, or the opening of one house, was not directly across the opening of another house. You couldn't see into your neighbor's homes, but rather there was going to be a difference there, so you would only see that which is appropriate. And in Parshas Naso, probably most famously, Chazal tell us that if you kol haroa sota bikol kulo yazir atzmo min hayayin, and that if you are exposed to and that you see a particular event of someone that had too much taiva, that it's important to respond in that context by going to the other direction, removing yourself from the world a little bit. So in a certain sense, just looking at Sefer Bamidbar, what we find is that there are different examples in Sefer Bamidbar of people who had, or those that were pulled towards certain taivas. And we learn from Chumash here that it's important that we sort of learn how to check those taivas, how to manage those taivas, how to be people that know how to control and respond to different situations. Rav Yeruchim, again in Das Torah, points out from the Ramchal in Das Tevunos, Rav Elchanan in Kovetz Ma'amarim has a very similar observation, that taivas actually do something else. The Ramchal writes that Adam HaRishon had a taiva, and what taivas sometimes do is sometimes, not always, they end up leading even to heresy, they lead even to kfira. That because I want something so bad, I start asking questions that maybe, or I start offering answers that maybe wouldn't be ideal answers. I want to justify certain actions so I can fulfill certain taivas. And sometimes taivas can even lead to a certain kind of heresy. That, as an example, maybe what was driving Korach. That Korach was so jealous of Moshe Rabbeinu, which is a taiva for leadership, that he ended up rejecting one of the Ikari Emuna, which is the primary role of Moshe Rabbeinu. And Korach said, Kol Ha'eda Kulam Kedoshim. So in a certain sense, taivas, not only do they need a response, but taivas left sort of unfettered, taivas that are left and are not dealt with in an appropriate way, end up sometimes leading or causing a person to even become, on some level, a heretic, to even a certain kind of kfira. Those are some general observations, Rav Yeruchim would say, about taiva in particular in the context of taiva in particular in the context of Sefer Bamidbar. We find a particular incident in Parshas Bahalosra that maybe gives us just a little bit more insight into the nature of taiva, and it's one that I think is very intriguing, and some of the Bali Musar point out as giving us really a lot of insight in terms of our own desires. The Torah tells us in Perek Yud Aleph of Sefer Bamidbar that Bnei Yisrael had a taiva, at least certain members of Bnei Yisrael, had a taiva for meat, had a taiva for basar. That was a taiva that they had, and they went to Rabbanu Moshe complaining, give us more meat. The Rishonim are very bothered by the nature of this taiva. As Rashi points out, v'chi lo haya lehem basar, they had meat available. They had animals from Mitzrayim. They had meat. Why were they desiring that which they already, on some level, had? The Ramban asks the question even more strongly. Says the Ramban, why were they having any desire for meat? In the Midbar, they were eating the man. And we know that the man tastes like whatever you want it to taste like. So if they wanted it to taste like meat, they wanted to taste like whatever they wanted, they could get it through the man. So what exactly was the basis of the taiva? That is what many of the mefarshim seem to struggle with. There's a taiva, but it doesn't really seem to make sense. And there are really, I think, three camps of Rishonim. There's some Rishonim that suggest that really they did have a taiva. The Chizkuni says they ran out of meat. The Meshech Chachma says, you know, even though Bnei Yisrael was allowed to have meat, they wanted the real deal, real basar. According to one daya in the Gemara in Chulin, they actually were not allowed to have basar taiva. They weren't just allowed to have meat. They had to offer a karban. The only kind of meat you could really eat was by bringing a karban. And Bnei Yisrael was frustrated. They desired not just meet. What they desired to the Meshech Chachma was easier access to meat. And that was the nature of their taiva. I want meat without having to bring it to Beis HaMikdash. The Kli Yakar says Bnei Yisrael had a taiva, and the taiva was actually not for meat. Meat, says the Kli Yakar, was actually a reference. Some of us learning Mesachas Pesachim on Daf Gimel, that we always speak Balashon Nikia, Balashon Ma'alya. And Basar and Dagim was actually a reference to Bnei Yisrael's desire to engage in Arayos. And that he tries to prove. But be that as it may, the first Mahalach essentially says, what kind of desire did Bnei Yisrael have? They had real desires. Real desires. Either they had no meat, they wanted easier access to meat, or they wanted Arayos. Rashi says, even though the Torah tells us Bnei Yisrael had a desire, it wasn't really a taiva. That what it really was, says Rashi, was mivakshim alila. From the Medrash, they were looking for a pretext. They were looking for a reason to explain, to complain. Kids will do that sometimes. That kids sometimes will, they'll be in a bad mood. Nothing they really want right now, but they're looking for a pretext, for some reason why they're going to start sort of like complaining. And Bnei Yisrael did that also, so suggests Rashi. The Ramban has a third mahalach. And the Ramban's Mahalach is an amazingly intriguing one. Says the Ramban the following. You want to understand Taiva? And Rav Yerucham thinks is the key to understanding Taiva really throughout Sefer Bamidbar. You want to look at the Taiva of the Sota who desires to cheat on her husband, of Bahaloscha, the Taiva of meat, of Shlach, maybe the Meraglim had certain Taivas also for leadership or for life in the Midbar, of Korach, who had a Taiva for desire. You want to understand taiva. So one mahalach we saw is taiva is many ways rational. Something that you want meat, you want easier access to meat, that's one thing. Says the Ramban though, taiva itself is often something that we actually are unable to understand in rational terms. Sometimes taivas really don't make that much sense at all. Taivas are something which exist, which we are pulled to, but they don't have rational interpretations. Rav Yerucham, in elaborating on this particular piece of the Ramban, quotes a Gemara on Maseches Shabbos. It's a little bit crass and inappropriate. I apologize for that. But says the Gemara, the parts of a woman's body that men sometimes are most attracted to are also parts of the body where there are gross substances sometimes coming out. People go to the bathroom out of those areas. People bleed out of those areas. And yet we still have taivas for those areas. Says Rav Yerucham, what you see on some level, and the Ramban clarifies this, that not all taivas really make sense. and some things we're pulled to. They are what the Gemara says in Sota, a ruach shtus. There's something which pulls us in, which pulls us in a little bit. Why is this discussion important? The nature of taiva is a complicated thing. Some taivas are rational and understandable. I like meat and I want meat. I want easier access to meat because I'm a little bit lazy. Certain desires make sense. And there are certain taivas which really don't make sense. There are certain taivas that are irrational. Maybe Korach's taiva on some level for leadership, for taking on Moshe Rabbeinu, was not the most logical taiva at all. But what we see are a variety of important insights about the nature of taiva. What we see is about the desires that some people have in their lives and the best way to manage them. The Bali Musar speak a lot about the nature of taivas, which take us through all of Ban Midbar. But they elaborate a bit. One way of attacking taiva is to understand rationally why taiva doesn't make sense. Why making a certain comment, I have a taiva to be known as a funny person, so I want to make a comment which is going to make fun of someone, to understand how that can really be very damaging, how that can be challenging. That's one kind of approach. What the Ramban clarifies for us is that so many taivas are really irrational, which means that if we want to learn how to respond to taivas, it's important that we learn how to attack them, not just rationally, but also emotionally, also experientially, to make sure that we're positioning ourselves to be as successful as possible, to have reminders of what's appropriate, what's inappropriate, and to be able to make sure that we are sort of like just able to clarify ourselves to be as successful as possible. So just to summarize, one of the major themes of Sefer Ban Midbar is how a person manages taivas. How do you manage desires that you may have? And we saw that they exist in different ways and in different areas. And we saw that for Ramchal and Das Tevunos, sometimes desires can be so problematic they can lead a person to heresy. Adam HaRishon wanted to eat so badly from a certain tree that he ended up leading even to kfira, to heresy. And sometimes that can happen. That's even Rashi in Parsha Shlach, that certain desires for znus can lead even to heresy, a very dangerous thing. But what we see in Parsha Bahaloscha is that the nature of taiva, when it came to taiva of basar, was it a rational taiva? That's the Chizkuni, that's the Meshechachma, it's understandable taiva, that's one kind of taiva that we have. And for the Ramban, maybe it was an irrational taiva, and learning how to attack that. But for Avodas Hashem in general, it's very important to understand well the nature of our desires, where they come from, and how to manage them. There's a wide range of desires which take place, and the Chazal and the Torah talk to us a lot about how to manage those desires as well as possible, which be zocha to control our desires, to use them and channel them in as well or effective a way as possible, and be'ezra Hashem, we'll be able to position ourselves to be as successful and as holy as possible. Shkoyach, have a wonderful rest of your day.